Good morning. Welcome to Eagles Way Church. We're so glad that you're here. I was thinking about what I could share with you this morning, and yesterday I was on the way to Turner Field to go celebrate Jason Torres's birthday, and Lindsay and I had an accident up at near Walmart, and I think it may have totaled my truck. The good news is we're both okay, and I've been battling things of, you know, in the past I would have been upset about it and a little angry because that was my new truck. I just got it, you know, a couple of weeks ago. But we called my dad and he came up there and helped us out and took us to go get the stuff out of my car. And as we're in the car with Dad and Lindsay, we were thinking of the positive things out of it. Of course, I got the greatest dad in the world, so he's always thinking of positives. And we were just thinking of things that it could have been so much worse, not only for us, but people that were involved. And I'm just so thankful that God was there with us in that little time. But what I want to share to you with today is I'm just so thankful that you're here today, because we serve an awesome, awesome God. He loves us, He takes care of us, and He's with us always. And I found this verse today, and I may have shared it with you before, but I want to share it again. Says, always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belongs to Christ Jesus. I have an aunt also who's battling cancer, and she was at my house Friday night, and it's not a good cancer, it's incurable. I didn't hear her say one bad thing all night long of woe is me. She was just joyful and glad to spend time with me and my brother and my cousins. And we talked about how awesome God is for a little while, and I just want that to resonate with you this morning, and be thankful for this God that we serve that loves us so much. Now let's stand and let's worship Him this morning. And first of all, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for being here today. God, we just pray that your presence fills this church this morning, Lord, like no other Sunday morning we've had, Lord. We are so thankful and so grateful to be in your presence. In Jesus' name.
thank you, Lord, that you're there each and every time we need you, when we call, when we need you more, you're always there. Thank you, Lord. This next song, it talks about the oceans and how it can get so chaotic in reference to our lives. And the one part in that song, it says about the boundaries and our trust. And in those moments that we're crying out to Him, we have a tendency to set up these things. Well, I want it to look like this, and I want it to work out this way. But He's got bigger and better plans. So He's saying, let those boundaries go. Let me have it. Trust me. I'm right here. I'm going to pick you up. You just got to trust me and wait. Let those moments when you feel like you can't look above those waves, know that He's right there. We thank You, God. We thank You for Your patience and Your love unfailing for us, God.
You call me out upon the waters, the great feet may fail, and there I find You in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand, and I will call upon Your name. Thank you.
your love and your compassion and your ever presence with us, God. When we call upon you, Lord, you are there. When we're lost, you are there. When we're empty, you pour out your love and you fill us with your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you so much. Thank you for loving us, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we see you?
And good morning. Going to ask Michael and Kayla Ellis. They're going to be bringing Paisley Ashton to be dedicated this morning. Everybody doing well? Man, that was good singing. That was good worship, wasn't it? Whoa. All right. You just stand right. You're good right there. You stand right there, and I'll come around and join you in a minute. So, but let me tell you what this is all about. This is a cool thing you're doing, because when you dedicate your child this age to God, God's making a covenant with you that she will grow up and she'll come to an age in her life. It could be 5 years old, could be 10, could be 15, don't know. But she will make her own commitment to Christ. And that's a guarantee that you have. And Psalm 139 says some great things about this. It says that God is omniscient, that he knows everything. And he says, you know everything about me, O God. When I sit down, when I stand up, you know my thoughts when I'm far away. He says that he's always present. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go to heaven, you're there. If I go to the grave, you're there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell in the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me, your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me, and the light around me would become. But even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. Then he said he's all-powerful, that you make all the delicate inner parts of my body. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You saw me before I was born, and every day of my life was recorded in your book, and every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Amen. So, everything's cool. I christen you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I lift you up to the Lord, because your name, Paisley, means there's a strong fabric of life in you. And it actually is derived from a word called church. And church is not a building. Church is a called out people. And your name, Ashton, means a strong tree. God's called you to be strong. And we dedicate you and lift you up to him for all the days of your life. God bless you, Paisley Ashton. Amen. All right, wow. I'm going to ask, I don't know if y'all know this guy right here named Ralph Martin. Ralph, wouldn't you join me for a second? Ralph is about to make his 30th trip to Nigeria, Africa. And he's going to take the positive zone over for the next week, and we want to pray over him and bless him on this journey. St. John just got back from his mission trip in St. John. And it's nothing to these mission trips. Just go in peace. It's really, really easy stuff. But would you stand and just stretch forth your hand with me? Father, I thank you. I thank you for Ralph. I thank you for the years of friendship that we've had, but more than that, I thank you, Lord, for the spirit-to-spirit that we've had for years and years. And I thank you that as he goes this 30th time, Lord, that to release again a message, Lord, that you've placed deep in his heart. And, Lord, that first of all, the guardian angels are going to surround him, behind him, and in front of him. That you will go before preparing the way, that no harm or ill will could come his way whatsoever. And I thank you for preparing the hearts of these people. That, Lord, as he stands before them and opens his mouth and says things they've never heard and lead them into pastures they've never eat from, that they will go as sheep that's following a shepherd that's going to lead them in the right way. And all the poisonous plants that's been there in the past are going to be plucked up and removed. And only the good grass is going to remain. And you can rest assured, Ralph, that the Lord is with you. His hand of power and protection is upon you. And that as you speak his word, it will go forth and it will accomplish what it's sent forth to do. It will not return unto him void, but it will cause all good things to happen. And this is only the beginning of a brand new day in that area, a brand new day in that church, a brand new day in that work. And as you just stand before them, allow me to continue to just flow through your mouth, flow through your heart, and know for certain that everything that you say will take deep, deep roots. And you don't have to try to say it in a certain way or be something different than you already are, for I have prepared the way before you. And all will be well in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we bless you as a church. We bless you as brothers and sisters in Christ to go in peace and go in power. In Christ's name, amen. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Whew. That's church already, that kind of worship. That kind of prophecy, that kind of sending out, it's awesome. Jesus stories. We've been talking for several weeks on some of the Jesus stories. I had the opportunity, if you weren't here 2 weeks ago, to share one. Last week, I had the greater privilege to be in children's church and lead a small group. Let me tell you, it was the easiest. More fretting and worrying about the message I taught the week before than it was to be in children's church. But I had the opportunity, and I don't know if you noticed or not, but the five of us, I only had five in my group, and we slipped in for the ordination service that was last week, and I actually got to teach them about ordination and what all that was about. It's cool. So if you need an opportunity to serve, getting involved in the children's ministry, Holly's doing a tremendous job. She had 10 families at a pool party this past Friday night. They had a big time. There's places that you can serve. Now, 2 weeks ago, my topic was, as you can feed 5,000. And I told you, you were going to also have an opportunity. And that opportunity is this Saturday morning. We will be at the city park for the back to school bash. We being hopefully lots of us. Okay, I know Brian and I will be there for sure. And I've got a few people that have signed up. We have a cooking teams. We have it broken down in 2 3-hour slots. I mean, Lindsay Grubbs is bringing her entire salon out there to give free haircuts to anyone that wants a haircut out there. I mean, the least that you could... Don't put it that way. That's guilt and pressure. We would like for you to come out and either serve a hot dog or cook a hot dog or help with some of the activities. Thank you, Lindsay, for giving of your time and your talents. Today we're going to, if you have your Bibles, you can turn to John chapter 4, verses 1 through 19, and the title of my message today is The Answer for an Empty Life. The Answer for an Empty Life. And let me just read and then we'll go from there. So Jesus left Judea and returned to Galilee. He had to go through Samaria on the way. Eventually, he came to the Samaritan village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, which is a big deal. And Jesus, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime. Soon, a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Please give me a drink." He was alone at the time because his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. Now, what you have to understand is the day and the custom, men usually didn't address women and speak to them without her husband being there or something along those lines, going along that way. Jews did not like Samaritans. Samaritans was a mixture of Jews and Gentiles. And so because of those type of things, there was some ill will between Jews and Samaritans. So she was shocked that he said something. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus, "You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water." "But sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket," she said, "and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water?" Now, I used to think that she had to be really off because he's going to give her living water. And I didn't realize that the term used then, living water, really just meant fresh water that was springing up. If it was a fresh spring or if it was a creek or if it was a river, it was living water. A well is a little more stagnant water. It's just sitting there coming from the depths. "But sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket," she said, "and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? And besides, do you think you're greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this water, the well of Jacob, the world's water, any water that is stagnant, will become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within inside of them, giving them eternal life." "Please, sir," the woman said, "give me this water. Then I'll never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come here to get water." Jesus said, "Go and get your husband." "I don't have a husband," the woman replied. Jesus said, "You're right. You don't have a husband, for you have had five husbands, and you aren't even married to the man you're living with now. You certainly spoke the truth." "Sir," the woman said, "you must be a prophet. If your stuff were called out down at the coffee shop, Safe House, you might would think maybe they were a prophet too, if that happened." He knew her stuff. He had realized it. He still loved her. So you have to make a decision today. Where are you at in your world? What is taking place in your life? Are you happy? Are you satisfied? Are you encouraged? Maybe parts of you. Maybe not parts of you. Are you lonely? Are you rejected? Are you angry? Resentful? Are you dissatisfied? 3/4 of you could probably raise your hand and say yes to every single one of those at some point. "In my Father's house are many mansions, are many rooms." I believe he's referring to our heart. There's many chambers. There's many areas of our heart. Sure, there's probably areas of your heart that you're satisfied and you're great, but there's probably areas of your heart that you're not satisfied and you're not great. See, our walk with Christ deals with, as areas of our heart are being revealed, that we continue to give that area of our heart to him. You know, you give your life to Christ, you're serving him, you think you've done everything, all of a sudden something jabs at you and hurts you and it makes you mad or makes you angry. Wow, maybe that's an area I need to give to Christ. So, Is there areas that you got some emptiness? Some areas are good, some areas aren't so good. I want to give you three things that you can do to help. These are the answers to that empty life. If you apply these things, it'll make a difference in those areas. Number one, you need to be honest with who and where you are. Now, it's not coming up on the screen today. It's only on the back of your bulletin if you're wanting to fill in these blanks. My notes were not quite complete before the person who makes these went to St. John. So we're going to have to work on having another person. Matter of fact, if you want to get involved, there's other areas you can get involved in the media department. They could use some help at different times. Never have to miss a service. Honest with who and where you are. You don't need to hide from your past. This Samaritan woman had a past. Five husbands worth. And the one she's with is not even her husband. She's had some stuff going on in her world, in her life. She's had some issues that she's been dealing with. Christ called her out and loved her anyway. Don't hide from your past. You have to know that Christ is looking for what is it you're going to do, your actions. He's looking for your actions, not your intentions. Most everybody in here has great intentions. We probably have several members that are not here that had intended to be here this morning, but they're not here this morning. Some of them legitimate reasons why, some of them great intentions and just didn't make it. God has called you to do some things. Are you doing them? Are you walking them out? If you want to recognize who you are and be honest about it, you are going to have to determine that you have got to move forward. You can't stay exactly where you are. If you want this area of your heart, this emptiness that you might have in a particular spot, to be filled and full, you've got to do something about it. Pastor Ralph has talked through several weeks of the positive thinking that there is a responsibility on our part that we have got to engage with what God has given us and do it, to go for it, to enact it. Now, you don't have to have the abilities and the power within your own stuff to do it. You're going to learn how do you draw upon from God to walk that out. These positive steps could be as simple as being here on a Sunday morning. It may be getting involved in a small group when Wednesday nights start back on August 20th. It might be maybe choosing to stop hanging with negative people that are influencing your life. And even more than that, maybe you're going to need to start hanging with people that are a little more positive, that are encouraging you, getting you focused and pushed in the right direction. How many have ever missed 2 weeks in a row in a church? Oh, don't raise your hand. I don't want to see them. Do you know what? That third week is harder to get there. Not because you don't like church. You love to hear me talk or hear Pastor Buren talk or hear the band play. Even if it's from the foyer for some of you. Which is okay. We know the loudness is loud. We're still moving forward, letting you know, on our sound project. The board is now in, but we're waiting on make sure I say this right because we don't deal with snakes here, but it is called a snake that runs from the front of the church to the back of the church for the sound system. When that becomes available, then we can move forward with our project. Be honest with who you are and where you are. Because from there you can determine to move forward. You're going to have to avoid the world's well, the stagnant water. You know, there's nothing wrong with going after money for your family and having things. There's nothing wrong with prestige. There's nothing wrong with accomplishments. All of those things are wonderful and awesome. But if it becomes the priority, if it becomes your God, if it becomes what it is that you have to have, then you'll become stagnant. You won't have a bubbling inside of you. It'll lead you to drugs, alcohol, sex, things that can cause you problems. Things that in and of themselves may not be bad, but in excess, apart from God, can be bad. It'll cause you to maybe to get into spending habits that you don't need to be in, pushing yourself towards debt or whatever the case may be. The stagnant water you've got to avoid. See, we were created to have a personal relationship with Christ. That's why you were created. That's why He made you. He formed you so that you can have that relationship. And if you're not having that relationship on a daily basis with Him, then you're stagnant. There's no living water flowing forth. If there's living water flowing forth, what happens? It keeps going, right? That means you have to give it away. If you dam it up and you don't give it away, then it becomes a lake. Anybody ever teed off on number 3 at Morgan Dairy? Nice little freshwater pond right to the left. I say that facetiously because if you've ever teed off, it is this thick in green scum. Matter of fact, we were teeing off the other day and somebody said, I think I would give somebody $100 if they'd be willing to just swim across it. It's one of those nasty looking stagnant water that is there and there's no telling what is growing or living or in there because there's no freshness. Now, just on the same hole right to the right, there's a fresh spring that flows down through there, goes into this other nice little pond, and it stays wonderful and consistent because of the bubbling that takes place. You have to know that you know that you know that you know that true contentment is going to be found in Christ alone. If you don't believe that, you're going to continue to search in the world's well, in stagnant waters. But if you will put forth and know that your contentment is going to be in Him, that contentment is in every area of your life, work, family, career, schooling. We've got lots of students getting ready to prepare to go back to school. Seems like it was just the other day. Actually, this year it was. But their contentment has got to be found in Christ, not in their accomplishments. Third thing that you have to do, you've got to identify and come to grips with who you are and where you are. You've got to avoid the stagnant water, the world's well, but you have got to drink the living water. You have got to take the time. You have got to put forth the effort. You have got to see, halfway through this conversation that this widow was having with Christ at the well, she realized this is the Messiah. She bought in to who He was and what was going on. All of this other stuff that she had been through and the 5 husbands and the guy she was with, all of that at that moment in time didn't matter. She threw it to the side and it says she left and she went to town. You can read later on in the rest of the chapter. She went to town, and when she went to town, she started telling everybody what was going on. That He knew my stuff, that this is the Messiah, this is the one that has living water, that He said He would give it to us and we would thirst no more, and it would be bubbling up and happening within inside of us.
And it says that most of the town came to Christ because of her. And all she did was recognize who and where she was. Avoided Jacob's well, the stagnant water, and began to believe on the living water and walking with it. You have to admit that you need him. I don't need anybody. I can do this life myself. Keep saying that and keep trying that, and let me know where that gets you. You may think you have everything going exactly right now. But the Word says that there's testing and trials that come in our lives. And when they come, are you going to be ready to stand? A room this size. I know there's people that have had their foundations rocked even this week or this month. Testings have come. And it doesn't mean that you're not a Christian. It doesn't mean that you're not going to church and doing some of those things. It just means that there's an area of your life that you may have, it may be empty. And in that particular area of your life, you need to recognize that. And you need to allow the living water to pump and to flow into that area so that there can be life there. And that you can share that with other people. See, Jesus came for more than just the forgiveness of your sins. In Galatians 5, verse 22, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There's no law against these things. See, Christ came to grant you peace. It deals with your attitude. If you're at peace, someone is just at peace, what is their demeanor? What is their attitude like? Christ came to grant you contentment. Now, that does not mean that you can't want to continue to move on and to grow and to pursue, but you can be content with where you are in that moment. And knowing that this living water is flowing and that God is working inside of you, and it brings about your purpose. God came to grant us security. Security is in all kinds of ways. Security can be financial. Security can be in your relationships. Security can be in your family. God came to bring that. Choosing living water is the key to a full life. If nothing changes on the outside, everything can be different on the inside. If nothing changes on the outside, you may have all kind of stuff going on that you want it to change. And maybe it's going to, maybe it's not going to immediately, or maybe it's not going to at all. But that has nothing to do with how full you can be. What everything has to do with how full you can be is what is going on with you and God on the inside in each of those areas. You've got to be willing to look at yourself honestly. Not just, I go to church. I have my devotion and I read on occasion. At least I intend to. Are you stepping up and doing and drinking the living water? I want you to hear me. I didn't say that you can't have anything to do with accomplishments and those type of things. I'm saying that that can't be your port, your source and the reason for doing it. I'd like for everyone just to stand. And if you're in a position where you know that there is an area of your life that you're empty, and you know that you need the living water there, and you'd like to be prayed for, I'd like for you to just come and stand right across the front here. They're getting ready for water baptism. You don't have to worry about that. Anyone at all that would like to be prayed for this morning, just come and stand. I'd like for one person, just to, at least one, to come and stand behind each of the ones that are standing down here. Probably before I said that, I should have told you, the person that I wanted coming down, I want to make sure you've got living water flowing through you. So otherwise, you need to be standing there anyway. And so those that are standing here, I want you to look at me right in the eyes, because this is very important to know. That the Word of God says this to you, that if you ask, and this is a promise of His, that if you ask of it, it's going to be given to you. Okay? So all you have to do this morning is receive it. And what's going to happen is that living water, that bubbling up, is going to begin to happen. And you're not going to understand it totally. You're not going to know. But what you do is you allow it to begin affecting your attitude. You begin to allow it to affect your purpose. You begin to allow it to affect your security in Him, not in your own abilities. So, Father God, Lord, I thank You for each and every one here. I thank You, Father God, for who they are, where they're at, that they're being honest and they're recognizing that. That, Lord, they're choosing to set aside doing it the world's way and seeking after things that don't bring true fulfillment. But, Lord God, they've asked You for living water today, and that You grant that right now. That You fill them, Father, Lord, fresh and anew. Fresh and anew. Jesus' name. One more thing, look at me. Guess what? What's been given to you fresh and anew today, if you hold on to it and you don't share it, guess what's going to happen? It's going to get stale. It's going to get stagnant. Poured a glass of water a week ago, left it on my desk, came in a week ago from it, and went to take a drink of water. What the best tasting thing I'd ever put in my mouth? And I realized, oh, that was a week ago. Share. Sometime today, share with somebody other than that's right here what God did inside of you. Allow it to flow. You know, we don't just press people to find a place to serve at Eagles Way just because we need people to serve and do stuff and not pay them. We stress it because it's what you need to do. Because when you give out, you're giving back continually. God's a good God. You may be seated. So our ushers are preparing this morning to receive our morning's tithes and offerings. Today is also Alms Sunday, the last Sunday of each month. We emphasize the alms. And so there's got a little bit going on. We're going to receive the offering, then we're going to do water baptism. And then the praise team, while water baptism is going on, the praise team is going to come back and get into place. And they're going to do I Need You More. I don't know which one you had planned, but that's one I'd like for you to do. And during that song, if you'd like to give to alms down here, you can. But then I want you to worship Him as you need Him more. And it may just be a different particular area of your life that you need. Immediately following the service, there's actually a training this week for the prison fellowship, prison ministry. Ray Goolsby is involved heading that up for us here at Eagles Way, and he's actually involved in a lot of prisons across the state right now. But there is a couple of that are already signed up for that. If you get the email, you saw that information. If you have any interest in prison ministry at all, you may not be able to make the training this week, but I want you to come after the service right down front and talk with Ray so that he can get contact information to be able to give you more information in the future. Also, I want to remind you that we had talked about barbecue tickets. If you're willing to sell those barbecue tickets, this is a fundraiser for Eagles Way at the Doc Holliday Festival. Howard has those tickets. Or if you don't want to sell them, you just want to go buy a bunch, you can go see Howard too. He will sell those to you. So he will be in the foyer after the service. Father, Lord, we thank You for this offering, for the people that have taken, Father, Lord, their first fruits, that they've given them back to You. That, Lord, You will use those to touch people's lives for the furtherment of Your kingdom, God. In Jesus' name we pray.